Crucial aid has started arriving in Tonga yesterday. A New Zealand Defence Force aircraft carrying food, water, communications equipment and other emergency supplies landed in the capital. Rear Admiral Jim Gilmore, Commander of Joint Forces New Zealand, says the runway was mostly cleared of ash for the Hercules arrival yesterday.
The offload of stores yesterday was very successful. It was seamless from a contactless perspective. We were able to deliver a little over 8 tonnes of stores, and that went very well. HMNZS Wellington and the HMNZS Matatau dive and hydrographic team arrived on station yesterday. They've commenced clearing the outer part of the Nukalofa Harbour, and they'll be working in towards the wharf area and the container terminal area. And the view there is that if we can get assurance that the channel is safe to be able to navigate, then HMNZS Aotearoa will be alongside today. All going well, we'll be able to discharge the cargo from here, including up to 250,000 litres of fresh water today.
Limited communication links to the kingdom have been re-established, but many outside Tonga are still struggling to contact their whānau and friends. Joining me now is the MP for Panmure Otahuhu and the co-chairperson of the Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee, Jenny Salesa. Morena, what's the latest you've been hearing from Tonga about the need for aid?
Malo Lele, and I appreciate Radio New Zealand continuing to cover the natural disaster in Tonga. I also want to say that I'm grateful to the Prime Minister, as well as the Ministers of Defence and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, for the aid that the Government of New Zealand has already sent through to Tonga. What we're hearing on the ground from families, as well as families here in Aotearoa New Zealand, is the appeal from their own families back home for assistance, especially with food and bottled water. We know that, as you covered, around about 80% of Tonga has been affected by this twin disaster of volcanic eruption as well as tsunami. So this is different from previous natural disasters, cyclones, for instance, which has affected parts of Tonga, say Ha'apai or Vava'u or Niwa. This, as a twin disaster, has affected so many of Tonga. And so we're also told by some of our relatives that the ash from the volcano is everywhere, that a lot of the ash is now hardened like cement on some of the surfaces, and cleaning up is a challenging task. And of course, some of the worry is that it would also affect the crops and the traditional food sources that a lot of our Tongan people back home rely on, which is why it's actually important that the drive for families, including here from here in Aotearoa New Zealand, to send family care packages, mainly made up of bottled water and long-lasting, non-perishable foods. What we're doing this morning is accepting some of those family care packages at Mount Smart Stadium from 9 a.m, and we will be open until about 8 p.m. tonight. The appeal, of course, that our committee is having, especially to our Tongan families, is please can the families from the most severely affected areas like Atata, Mango Island, Whanuifua Island, Namuka Island, and the main island of Tonga, Kanakupolo, Kolomutua, parts of Nukalofa, as well as Ewa Island, can they be the families that come today and tomorrow? We actually have, and I would like to also acknowledge again, Matson Shipping. They have now allocated 8 containers for the use of our committee free of charge. And so the appeal to the Tongan community is we now have more than just 3 containers. For the rest of Tonga, who was also affected, please come from Sunday onwards. And my appeal to companies, and I'd like to also thank, there have been many companies that have reached out to us. You're welcome to come and drop off your donations. What we'll do with the donations from companies is we will work with NEMO and Tonga, as well as the chief of villages, the most severely affected villages, for them to distribute their donations to the most affected villages. And I'd like to, on behalf of Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee, thank each and every New Zealander who has reached out wanting to help support our people of Tonga.
A massive logistical effort there. Now, over the last few days, we've heard a lot about the difficulties many people here in New Zealand have had contacting their family and friends back in Tonga. Some of those communications are being restored. Are people starting to be able to get in touch with their families?
Yes, quite a few of my own relatives and families have been able to connect and be on the phone with some of their relatives. However, it's only 2G availability, and so it's still quite intermittent, that connection. We hope, of course, that the communication with our own families will be restored very soon, so that we would be able to not only ascertain that they are safe and well, but also be able to be told directly from the ground of the things that they would like us to put in these container drums to be sent through in the containers to Tonga.
Thank you so much for your time. That was Jenny Salesa, the MP for Panmure Otahuhu and the co-chairperson of the Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee.